You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Today, I want to speak about the New Age movement. Dr. Carl Raschke of the University of Denver says that the New Age movement is the spiritual version of AIDS. That's a strong statement. It suggests that we need to take a look at this very popular movement of our day and age. The New Age movement is not easy to find. It's a movement, not a cult, although its teachings show up in some cults. It's a movement, not a church, though unfortunately its teachings can be found in some churches. Its ideas show up in literature, in schools, in psychology, in the media, and in casual conversation. No, the New Age movement is not the easiest thing to identify, but its advocates and its critics have identified its major teachings, and they are startling. Author Philip Lockus says, "The New Age movement may be defined briefly as a concerted effort on the part of otherwise dissimilar people to abolish God totally as a distinct reality and replace him with humanity. Humanity, it is asserted, by means of a quantum evolutionary leap, will acquire all the attributes heretofore associated with God." Today, the Christian Church observes Epiphany. We Christians throughout the world remember the story of the wise men who followed the star from the east to visit the Christ child. The story of the wise men is the story of people following a star to find life's highest good. In that pursuit, the wise men were deceived by King Herod. Just like Herod, the New Age movement deals deceitfully with modern people who are sincerely searching for life's highest good. Let me first recount the story of King Herod and the wise men. The story of Herod and the wise men is told in Matthew chapter 2. The wise men were following a star, searching for life's highest good. These wise men were learned men who perhaps lived in Babylonia. They had some knowledge of Judaism. How much they knew is impossible to say, but they had some knowledge and interest in Israel. They also had a knowledge of the stars. Not the precise knowledge of modern astronomers, but still they were acute observers of the heavens. These two interests, Judaism and the stars, came together for the wise men when a miraculous star appeared in the sky. They knew that the star heralded the birth of a new king of the Jews. So they followed the light from the east, searching for life's highest good. They went to Jerusalem, which was the logical place to go. It was the capital of the land. The wise men asked some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, "Where was the child who was born king of the Jews?" But no one was able to give them an answer. Word got to King Herod that some wise men from the east were in town looking for a newborn king of the Jews. Herod didn't like hearing that. He was not about to have someone take his throne. The priests and scholars told Herod that the Messiah was going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Matthew tells us that that knowledge came from Micah. "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the leading towns of Judah, since from you will come a leader who will shepherd my people Israel." Armed with that knowledge, the king had the wise men brought before him. He told them that the newborn king was born in Bethlehem, just 5 miles south of Jerusalem. Herod said, "Go and search carefully for the little child, and when you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and bow down before him." So the wise men went, and they did worship the Christ child. But they had been deceived. They thought that Herod was traveling the same spiritual journey they were. They thought that the light they were following to worship the Christ child was also Herod's goal. As learned as the wise men were, they never suspected that Herod was deceiving them. If it had not been that God later warned the wise men that Herod was up to no good, they would have continued to be deceived to their own danger. Using the story of Herod and the wise men as a springboard, permit me to contrast the most basic teachings of the Bible with the teachings of the New Age movement. Herod wasn't concerned about God. In fact, he schemed to kill the Christ child, God's own son. So also, the New Age movement has tried to do away with God. The New Age movement has no personal God who is distinct from the created world. Instead, they claim that we are God. Richard Sutphin is founder of Reincarnationists Incorporated, a New Age group. He says in very straightforward fashion, "You are God. Every living and discarnate individual is God. Together we are an energy gestalt called God." So says Richard Sutphin. David Spangler says that the New Age is a rebirth of our sense of the sacred, an inner impulse to understand and express our own divinity. Our own divinity. You and I and all creation is God. That's what the New Age movement teaches. The wise men had a different view. Led by the miraculous star and guided by Old Testament scripture, they journeyed to Jesus Christ. They gave him divine worship. For God is not you and me in our world. There is a separate being who is God. The notion that we are somehow divine is one of Satan's oldest deceits. In the Garden of Eden, he told Eve that when she ate the forbidden fruit, "Your eyes will be opened and you will be like God." Ezekiel 28 verse 2 says very pointedly, "You are a man and not a god, though you think you are as wise as a god." The Bible not only tells us that there is a God, it also teaches us much about the being of God. God is a triune God. That means that he is three separate and distinct persons in one God. The three persons of God are called Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Bible repeatedly refers to these three persons. Yet the Bible says that there is only one God. Deuteronomy chapter 6 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Now, let me point out a second startling difference between biblical Christianity and the New Age movement. Herod was an evil man. But just as he did not fear God, so he wasn't bothered by evil. The New Age movement has redefined evil so that it doesn't exist. The Bible teaches that you and I are sinners. The will of God is that we be holy and perfect as God our Creator is. Your every thought, your every action, your every emotion, the Creator demands that these be perfect. Leviticus says, "Ye shall be holy, as I, the Lord your God, am holy." But listen to what the New Age movement says. Sin? There isn't any. The problem in your life, they say, is not that you have violated the will of God that your life be perfect and holy. Oh no, the New Agers say that the problem with us is ignorance. We simply have not tapped the full potential that is within us. New Age author Marilyn Ferguson says that for centuries, philosophers argued whether human nature is good or evil. Today, science, of all disciplines, offers us another option. The human brain and behavior are almost unbelievably plastic. True, she says, we are conditioned to be afraid, defensive, and hostile, yet we also have the capacity for extraordinary transcendence. We're not sinful creatures, the New Agers say. We're divine, and we're discovering the amazing divine possibilities within us. So they say, your experience should tell you that you are not divine. There is something wrong with our humanity, and something deadly wrong with each one of us. You can recount your faults. You have your thoughts that you wouldn't want another person in the world to know. The more you reflect upon yourself, the more you see the sad failings of your life. And the longer you live, the closer you come to the grave. The Bible reminds us that we all are sinners. And St. Paul says in Romans that all are under the power of sin. Sin calls forth punishment from the holy God. And Paul tells us that that punishment is death. Romans chapter 6 says the wages of sin is death. We sinners desperately need light, but that light is not going to come from the New Age movement. Now a third comparison between evil King Herod and the New Age movement. Both try to engineer their own destiny in life. Herod did that by deceiving the wise men and laying his plans to kill the Son of God. Although New Agers try to engineer their destiny in a different way, they do think that mankind is in control. Since they have tried to define sin out of existence, they now try to engineer a glorious self-made human destiny. We are, they say, in a position to direct our own evolution. Abraham Maslow says, "We enjoy and even thrill to the godlike possibilities we see in ourselves." Marilyn Ferguson says, "For the first time in history, humankind has come upon the control panel of change, an understanding of how transformation occurs. We are living in the change of change, the time in which we can intentionally align ourselves with nature for rapid remaking of ourselves and our collapsing institutions." New Age teaches that we can control evolution and we can bring about a golden age, a heaven on earth. They call it transformation. How do you become a participant in this imagined evolutionary transformation? Well, there is no one prescribed way. Many ways work, they say. These ways include biofeedback, chanting, psychodrama, self-help programs, hypnosis, oriental meditation, focusing techniques, dream journals, contemporary psychotherapies, a course in miracles which deceitfully hides under the cloak of Christianity, and other so-called psychotechnologies. Now, not everything I've just listed is wrong. For example, some self-help programs can be very useful. But New Age teaches that these various techniques can make you a participant in their imagined evolutionary transformation. In fact, drugs can also be the way into transformation. Author Ferguson says that many New Agers started with psychedelic drugs. And she relates that one observer said that, quote, LSD gave a whole generation a religious experience. Wow, that scares me. Just as I wouldn't play with drugs, I'd do some investigating before unwittingly being drawn into a psychotechnology. What does the Bible say? We cannot engineer our own destiny. There is only one way, and that is the Christ child. He is the only true light from the east. John chapter 1 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind." Jesus himself says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." The wise men had it right. By following the star in the Old Testament scriptures to the Christ child, they were on the one and only road to the highest good in life. And that is God, whether New Agers believe in him or not. Look what God did when he sent the true light into our world. The Bible teaches that God is a spirit. Being spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit had no human body. Until Christmas. At Christmas, the Son of God, the second person in the Trinity, became a human being. Born in Bethlehem, the Son of God became just like you and me, with one important exception. He has no sin. After all, he is the Holy God. But this Holy Son of God came into our world and became a human being so that he might grow up, die on the cross, and rise on Easter to pay the price for your sins. To quote St. John again, the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. He is full of grace and truth. It was this glorious light of God come into the world to save sinners that the wise men worshipped. Your journey to this light is not by some evolutionary transformation, but rather by the way of repentance. That's the only way. The book of Acts says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven and you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit." What does it mean to repent? It simply means to humble yourself before God and confess that you are a dying sinner who is lost without his help. Repentance means throwing this evolutionary transformation out the window and begging God for his divine intervention. Repentance means that you don't seek deliverance from techniques, but rather trust the Savior Christ for your salvation. As the wise men knelt before the Christ child, repentance means that you look to Jesus and trust that he came to be the light of your life. He came to accomplish the forgiveness of your sins. He came to suffer the wages of your sin by his death and to rise on Easter to give you the gift of eternal life. Repentance is not only being sorry for your sins. It also means trusting that God saves you by his Son, Jesus Christ. Like the wise men, you and I want to journey daily to the light of Christ. We want to be careful. We dare not assume that every religious sentiment in this world is safe. There are ideas and people who would deceive us. St. Peter says, "Keep a clear head and watch. Your enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." Sometimes the devil comes under the guise of enlightened, modern thinking. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, "Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light." The New Age is not light. It's the darkness of Satan. And it's not new, either. It's the age-old temptation of Satan bidding us foolishly to think that we can be God. Dr. Martin Luther teaches us to be discriminating when we pursue spiritual truth. Religion, he says, is the best of all human works, and still it is damnable if it's not founded on God's word. For God would not be sought through our own doing. Indeed, through our own doing, he cannot at all even be found. Therefore, we ought to set aside our speculations about his majesty, let our works go, and instead grasp the word. Or better, let ourselves be grasped by the word. Outside of the word, we should not speak, think, or hear anything about God. For God wants to lay the first stone, and then he can be happily sought and found when through the word he knocks at our hearts. As Paul says, "I do not mean that I have already reached the goal or have already completed the course, but I eagerly strive to lay claim to that for which Jesus Christ also claimed me." The New Age movement will not take you from the Savior as long as you keep the eyes of faith alertly fixed on the Son of God. He alone is the true light from the East, who came into this dark world to save you from sin, and to be your light and your life. Amen.